It was another hot, hot week.
And it was a hard
on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Oi, oi. Don't oil me.
This week, we met our newest member of the team.
Hey, I'm Abby.
Miss Mysterious.
Oh. Which is actually just Abby.
A few weeks ago, I was talking about how I want to be more mysterious because I realised I don't feel that anyone's ever had a crush on me. And I think we should do some role play again.
Okay. Right, so I will be meeting yes. you. You have to be mysterious.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey, good. How you doing?
Good. Just finished up at work.
Oh, great. How was work? I also finished up at work.
What do you do for work? Oh, sorry. Now I'm hearing. Sorry.
I think it needs more. I think it needs more work. One final comment from someone.
Yeah.
They said, don't be mysterious. It's a cover for having no personality.
That's also true.
And that's kind of true.
And you have a lot of personality.
I got too much, maybe. You can't contain it.
Hey, just let it go.
I'm angry.
Usually, Abby is the one known for raging.
I am absolutely raging and I haven't been raging in a little while.
But this week, Rowan...
I'm mad. I'm not happy.
...had something to get off his chest.
What could you possibly be pissed off about?
People who just think useful tips are called hacks.
What about, like, I saw the other day that it was a hack, I would
I
say.
I don't reckon it was.
Okay, well, let me tell you what it is. Someone said that you can measure, say if you're making a cake, which you do.
Yeah.
If you need to measure out how much a teaspoon is, you can push the teaspoon into the flour and then fill that up with a teaspoon of oil.
See, there you go. A perfect example of a useful tip to use while cooking. Not one of these
Content dumped.
So I'll do that again.
Okay, so as we all know, I do rages regularly and I have sworn once before during a rage. Have I not?
You have sworn once, but I'm embarrassed now.
And you get worked up. And Rowan, you just swore and you dumped some great content.
I actually feel a lot better, but I'm sweaty and I reckon we just keep it to an Abby's rage from now on.
I think so.
On Wednesday, the team arranged for Abby's crush to come onto the show. And boy, was it awkward.
Yo.
Hi, wow.
Lewis McCurdy, Lewis what up? What up, baby?
It's the first time caller. Not sure what I'm on the show.
Hell yeah. That's a hell yeah, Lewis. It is. It's a good one, too.
Lewis, I was hoping someone, one of the listeners would have DM'd you or someone would have given you a heads up about this. I feel like we maybe should have pre-recorded this now.
No way. Live radio, baby.
So, first of all, I'm literally shaking because I'm so embarrassed. I don't think anyone in their normal life tells someone they have a crush on them.
I've got to say, like, I'm a little lost for words.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable, isn't it?
But you know what? I can kind of see why this has turned out this way. It does. This is amazing.
Bye, Lewis. All right.
Well done, Lewis. Good on
you. I'm sweating a bit much now, so we've got to go.
Even I'm sweating.
God,
I'm
how embarrassing. Bye, Lewis.
Bye, Lewis.
And say hello to your partner for me. I'm really sorry, but it's really embarrassing.
How is the shout out at the end to the partner of 10 years? You creep.
We love food on this show. And when we asked you what has to be on an Aussie burger, Mick made our mouths water.
Number one, it's got to be a hamburger buns, right? Not square Wonder Bread. Okay?
No.
It's got to be toasted with a shitload of butter.
Got it.
We use pork and beef mince, like mixed together.
I like that combo.
Obviously cheese, but it's got to be tasty cheese.
Yeah.
Melted on the bun.
Yeah.
Tomato sauce or barbecue or mixed both.
Yep.
Definitely tomato and definitely, most definitely onions and most definitely beetroot.
You know what, Mick? I want to come to your house for a burger night. That sounds perfect.
It sounds like you've done this before, Mick.
Mate, we do it every Thursday and Tuesday's taco nights if you want to come over also.
See you on Tuesday, Mick. Executive producer Max has been known to show us his talents on the show, like this impression of the flute from the Titanic theme. And on Thursday, he brought us more golden content.
My skill is my James Blunt impersonation.
Oh, no.
Now, you mean singing?
Yes.
Oh, not talking.
This is
not
going to be good.
Okay.
My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel. Of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep at night, cause I got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
I was imagining people when I was so proud of us being silent, because I was imagining people finishing work, hopping into their cars and turning that on and thinking it was a James Blunt-like version. Thinking that it was someone doing a James Blunt. That is the funniest thing.
Well, that wraps up another top-notch week on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. And before we finish, here's a fun fact about Abby. Told by Abby.
I love a chicken finger and I love...
A chicken finger.
I love a chicken finger.
She loves a chicken finger. Oh, this is on brand.
And I love a chalky meal.
I bet you do.
This is Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.